afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commission Court meeting on Monday, May 22nd, 2017. We will have our usual invocation and pledge of allegiance. The pledge of allegiance will be led by Commissioner Weaver, but first I'd like to invite Pastor Raymond McHenry with Westgate Memorial Baptist Church to come forward and give our invocation.
Lord, as we gather this afternoon, we thank you for the gift of life and all you have blessed us with. We thank you for those in this room and the leadership that is provided, and we pray that your continued favor would be upon them. We grant them wisdom as they guide us and as they lead us. We also recognize these two that are celebrating retirement, Keith and Pam. Thank you for their service and pray that they would feel affirmed throughout this day. And God, now as we move on, I pray that you would help us to stay focused upon what you said is the most important endeavor of life. That is to love you with all of our heart, soul, and mind, and to love our neighbor as ourself. May that be the calling of our lives and of this day. In Christ's name we ask.
Amen.
Should go in the flag of the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
She will be missed by our co-workers in the Family Law Division. Whereas Pam McGee has dedicated her exceptional work ethic and knowledge to her position as Deputy Clerk for the Jefferson County District Clerk's Office Family Law Division and has earned the respect of the public as well as her colleagues. Whereas Pam McGee has served under four honorable district clerks, Johnny Appleman, Willie Lamus, Jane Burge, and Jamie Smith. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Pam McGee for her dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement. Signed this day, Judge Jeff Bragg and all commissioners. Congratulations.
Can't do a motion in a second because we don't have an agenda item on it.
Oh, what?
We But this is salutary in nature, so under the Open Meetings Act, we don't have to have it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
No, I'm Pam McGee.
She's on the district clerk.
I'm the district clerk.
Okay. Let's go to item B, under county auditor, consider possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Keith Hawks for his dedicated service to Jefferson County Auditor's Office and the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing him well in his retirement. We have one on.
Yeah, she's on the district clerk.
Consider possibly approve resolution recognizing Pam McGee for 21 years of service to Jefferson County, wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on this item? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. This resolution reads, whereas Charles Keith Hawks has devoted 30 years of his life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, whereas Keith began his career with Jefferson County in February of 1987 as an assistant county auditor with the county auditor's office under the direction of Jerry Ware, and has worked in all aspects of the office, including implementing the first computerized budgetary process, becoming a certified public accountant, a certified fraud examiner, a county investment officer, and also received his master's degree. And whereas Charles Keith Hawks served on the board of directors of the Texas Association of County Auditors for 3 years and the Special Review Committee for Excellence in Financial Reporting for the Government Finance Officers Association and the State Committee for Members in Government and Industry for the Texas Society of Certified Public Accountants, and in August 1997 was promoted to first assistant county auditor, dedicating his talents and services to Jefferson County. And whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Charles Keith Hawks has earned the respect of his colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County, and having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Auditor's Office, is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County. And whereas men fear him and women adore him.
I think I've told y'all from day one when I met, he's
We have shared some ups and downs, and there's a few things I can't even tell you. Want to invite y'all off. We're having a party, starts at 2, so we need to roll Commissioner's Court along. Starts at 2 over at the Ag Extension Auditorium, so everybody come over and celebrate this. Thank you.
Out of order, under County Commissioners, I may consider possibly approved proclamation for Men's Health Month. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Representatives for Men's Health Month who come forward, we have a proclamation. Yes, let me present, the retiring employees, don't leave, you've got your flags and your... It says, whereas National Men's Health Month is a public awareness initiative that educates and informs the community of preventable health problems and encourages early detection and treatment of diseases. And whereas in June, the Gift of Life, along with its medical partners, local health care organizations, and individuals will provide Southeast Texas men who cannot afford insurance or their high deductible with free prostate cancer screening, battery of vital primary care tests, and essential educational outreach and screening sites in Beaumont, Orange, and Port Arthur. And whereas since 2000, the Gift of Life has made available nearly 9,000 free prostate cancer screening and helped extend the lives of 71 men who have been diagnosed with prostate cancer. Whereas the Gift of Life covers the cost of all cancer screenings, diagnostic tests, and cancer treatment costs. And whereas statistics reflect that early detection is the best protection against prostate cancer, with 5-year survival rate for men whose prostate cancer is diagnosed early being nearly 100%. And whereas Gift of Life, through its continued partnership with local physicians and medical entities, ensures that all dollars and resources remain local to directly benefit Southeast Texas men and their families. Now therefore be resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County hereby proclaim June 2017 as Men's Health Month in Jefferson County and May 22nd as the Gift of Life Program at Men's Health Awareness Day in Jefferson County. And we urge all men in our community to pursue preventive health practices and early detection efforts. Ms. Sampson?
Thank you very much, Judge, and thank you to all the commissioners on behalf of the Gift of Life and everyone that's joining me today. I have our officers and 2 prostate cancer survivors who can certainly say it more poignantly and adeptly than I can, but just want to encourage everyone to please share that message that our screenings will begin June 3rd in Beaumont, and we have 750 opportunities, screenings, if you will, that are valued at over $300. It's a remarkable opportunity to get extensive primary care screenings along with our prostate cancer screenings. And then on site, we have physicians that are there to go over point of care. They'll actually get test results that will be back while you're at the screening sites. We have over 100 nurse practitioners, phlebotomists, and other medical professionals that will be with us. And they navigate them that morning, not only through our breakfast and lunch and door prizes, but they'll actually be there throughout educational stations to then be able to visit with a physician. We have cardiologists, urologists, and oncologists that are donating their time that day to be with these men and to explain the test outcomes to them and their family. So it's a remarkable scope of care that is really unique to Southeast Texas. We don't know of anywhere where you can actually go and get this extensive battery of tests, many of which are providing life-saving information, because we found not only through identifying men that have prostate cancer, but almost all of the men that do get these screenings have some other chronic disease that's in process. And the care that is there is extending direct referrals to the Gulf Coast Clinic, to Legacy, to those primary care clinics, so they immediately get follow-up care with a primary care physician. So thank you. This is because of the community, and especially because of the contribution and the support that we get from the Commissioner's Court. Our life-saving services would simply not be available to the men in Southeast Texas without your help and belief in our cause. So So if I could invite also my partner in relation, Reverend Dean Calcutta, who are our advocates and certainly our largest supporters, as our men that can aptly say this message and extend an early preemptive thank you to Commissioner Sinegal, who is our honorary chair this year, for lending your voice and going on those media interviews and helping us reach the community and certainly the men that need to be a man and take care of themselves. So, Matt Parker and Dean, if you'll share a couple comments.
Yeah, good evening. Now, I'm Matt King. I certainly want to thank Commissioner Sinegal, our chair of this year. But I want to tell the ladies we need your help. A lot of men are afraid of getting checks. Men's what I'm talking about, digital and the PSA. Now, men's, I'm one of the less fortunate ones. I got bit 11 years ago. And the funniest thing, the serious thing, the PSA didn't pick it up. The digital picked it up. You tell me ever I said the digital picked mine up. I probably wouldn't be talking to you today if I wouldn't have known my back. So, men's, you have to know your back. So, we encourage you. I know everybody here today unfortunately has insurance, but the gift of life has the less fortunate one that can come in with no insurance or minimum insurance and get all these tests done free. But you have to get the word out for us, please. Thank you.
I'm Ben Calco, an associate at the St. Mark's, a 17-year survivor. Call your attention to the one thing that's mentioned in the list of our activities. Once a month, we sponsor a meeting at St. Mark's. It's always the second Tuesday of the month, which we can gather time to share our own experiences and so on, and have someone coming in from the outside, doctors and others, to present and keep us informed on all of the latest developments that are happening there. Usually second Tuesday of every month, except so during the summertime, we're not always there. Okay.
I just want to offer my thanks for your support. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. We hope it's a huge success and that you are overwhelmed with it.
Commissioners, it's always my pleasure to speak to you. And thank you for over the many years. We've been here for 21 years, and you have been with us every step of the way. And we thank you for continuing. God bless.
God bless you.
Well, like many other men, you've never let me down, and I appreciate it.
So just again, everyone is welcome to come. You can certainly enjoy our festivities because we do try to make it, if it's possible, to have a fun healthcare screening. But we do have door prizes, breakfast and lunch, and we provide that for the men and their families. So this June 3rd will be at the Beaumont Civic Center, and then the following Saturday will be at Orange at the Carl Parker, at the LIT, the Lamar University campus. And then that final Saturday will be at the Carl Parker Center in Port Arthur. So, please, if you can't be in Beaumont, encourage men to take advantage of it. To please call. We've got a registration number on the information that was distributed today. And encourage you to please ask our citizens in the fence line communities of your neighborhood to take advantage of these $300 screens. Thank you very much. On behalf of everyone, Gift of Life.
Thank you, Ms. Sampson, and also to the Gift of Life. I'm honored by being the honorary chair. My brother had prostate cancer, and back in 1982, they had another form of cancer, and I can honestly say that if you look at my size, he's almost two times big as me now, and he's about a 10, 15 year survivor, because he caught it early. And he had the robotic surgery. I learned a lot about prostate cancer, and I thank God. And I do the digital. I try to do it two times a year, but the court won't allow the insurance to pay for it. And I do PSA, I tell a lot of the guys that if you think that's embarrassing, wait till you get the cancer and you see. Exactly. Hopefully you don't get it and you have to go through the treatments and you think you're violated. And my brother went through some things, and it's a mental thing that he went through, and we prayed, and he's doing fine now, raising cattle.
Boundless, wonderful. And that's what's so wonderful about the community supporting our program, although at the screenings, we don't do the DREs any longer. But if anyone has an abnormal score, we do with a managed care contract locally, we have urologists, and then we repeat all of the screenings back at a physician's office, and they do the complete screening at that time. And the Gift of Life program pays for that, as well as the pathology, and as you know, the cancer treatment for anyone diagnosed with prostate cancer.
And also, I want to say the Indigent Health Facility for the counties, y'all refer to also, so thank you.
It's definitely a collaborative network that allows us to have this phenomenal continuum of care in Southeast Texas that's really unique to our communities, that you don't find any kind of program like this, particularly for men with prostate cancer. And as you know, there's not state or federal funding for that. So again, from our hearts, thank you so much for allowing us to be fortunate enough to extend the Gift of Life to so many men. Thank you very much.
I would say one thing to close out, Judge, and that is men, be men. Get checked. It's very important. Your life depends on it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Second
by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
As have unanimously, under County Treasurer, item eight, receive and file investment schedule for April 2017, including the year-to-date earnings, public earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Sinodal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Hallford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. I know we're up to a little over 1.5% average weighted yield, which is certainly a lot better than it was a year ago. Under District Clerk, item eight, consider possible approval of local rule governing electronic filing in criminal cases for the 252nd Judicial District Court for Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on that?
Move.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Sinodal, seconded by Commissioner Hallford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Under Engineering, item A is consider and possibly approve the amended plat of Frank's addition of lots number, Frank's addition number one, lots one and two located at the intersection of Range Road and Gentry Road, precinct number one, which is within the Beaumont extraterritorial jurisdiction and meets all engineering requirements. Do I have a motion on that? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. And that, I think, is our regular agenda. Is there anything that you would report that is bringing to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Are we meeting next week?
No. Just as an update on our coastal recovery efforts, had a good conversation with representatives of the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation this morning. You know that several million dollars of funding was provided by Commissioner Bush at the Texas General Land Office, and they recently completed approximately 3 mile section of putting sand up on the beach and extending Jefferson County 400 feet back into the Gulf of Mexico, where we were 100 years ago before coastal erosion and hurricanes took away much of our coastline. Interestingly, in the 90 years leading up to Hurricane Rita, we had lost only about 42 feet of our coastline to erosion. In the last 10 years after Rita, about 358 feet. So urgent that we do something about it to prevent significant deterioration of that 119,000 acre Chenier Marsh. We have been advised that we have secured approximately $4.5 million in funding for the stipend, which will go into the Gulf Intercoastal Waterway to restore fresh water inflows that were taken out of that marsh whenever they dug the Gulf Intercoastal Waterway back in the 1930s. We also received $10 million from the BP oil spill restore bucket one, which is in the public comment period right now. I'd ask that members of the community go to the TCEQ website on the very first new page where it has TCEQ news. The very first one is about the Gulf Master Plan, and invite you to put in favorable comments for the continued funding of coastal conservation efforts in Jefferson County. We also have been advised that Commissioner Baker at TCEQ had put us on the master list to receive another $15.2 million from Natural Resources Damages Act fines that came from the BP oil spill. And in a conversation with the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation representatives, who are also administering portions of the funding, a couple of $100 million of the BP oil spill funding. I understand that in August we'll be on their board's decision to complete the funding of our coastal and entire additional 18 miles of beach. So everything is going very well, but I do solicit and ask that you go on the website and make favorable comments about the recommendation for the BP funding of Jefferson County's coastal restoration.
Judge, did, by any chance, did anybody ever give us a potential total amount to do that total project?
The engineering estimate, National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, and also paying for all of the additional final engineering work necessary for the beach and siding work. And the total cost is estimated to be $45 million. So we're going to need about another $20 million for the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation to complete all three projects, which is the siphon gun, the Gulf Inlet Coastal Waterway, the Keith Lake Fish Pass Baffle, which has worked very well, which was funded by Golden Pass LNG, Tempera Energy, Texas Parks and Wildlife Association, and it's done a wonderful job, just completed last year. And then we did our clay court, and now we're needing to dredge sand up on the beach, and so we're looking at about 45 days. Anything further? If not, then thank you for being here, and we are adjourned. Best of luck to our retiring employees.